Let us unite our hearts in prayer. Come, O Lord, open our eyes to your presence. Open our minds to your grace. Open our lips to your praises. Open our hearts to your love. Open our lives to your healing. And be known among us. And speak through me in the power of the Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. My dear holy people of God, how are you? I bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters in Africa, more especially from West Africa, and then Ghana. And I also bring you love, greetings, and thanksgiving, because you have been doing a lot of things for us, particularly the eye clinic Ajachi. You realize from the report or the leaflet that in 2012 alone, 23,000 people were healed or had contact with the eye clinic. I also want to thank you from the Church of the Province of West Africa when we were devastated by a dreadful disease called Ebola. I have three countries who were hit by Ebola: Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. And when we cried to the Anglican Communion worldwide and in the international community, you came to our aid. And by the grace of God, we have almost come out of the woods. And so I am here with thankfulness. I also want to thank Eric and Jane for, as usual, taking good care of me. I was here yesterday for the centenary celebration of the Order of the Holy Paraclete. And before I came, I arranged with Eric that I want to worship with you today. As a matter of fact, today is St. Luke's Day. And St. Luke stands for the PhD ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Preach, heal, and deliver. But I will deviate a little bit from St. Luke and today talk about a man called John the Baptist, though today is not the feast of John the Baptist. And we can talk about how John the Baptist died. And it is also in Mark 6, 14 to 29. But the text or the theme for this short sermon is speaking truth to authority. Speaking truth to authority. That was the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the text that I have taken is Mark 6, 18. John the Baptist, the prophet, went and rebuked Herod the Tetrarch. It is not lawful for you to marry your brother Herod Philip's wife, Herodias. Mark 6, 18. John the Baptist, the prophet, went and rebuked Herod the Tetrarch. It is not lawful for you to marry your brother Herod Philip's wife, Herodias. In this gospel, we realize that five people's names have been mentioned, and they are namely Herod Philip, Herod the Tetrarch or Herod Antipas, Herodias, Herod's wife, and Salome, Herod's daughter, and then John the Baptist. But time will not allow us to discuss all the characters in the gospel. I want to talk about John the Baptist. We are told in the gospel that Herod Philip married a woman, and therefore that woman was called Herodias by just Mr. and Mrs. And then Herod the Tetrarch, normally we also call him the Herod Antipas, married his brother Herod, Philip's wife Herodias. And then John the Baptist, the New Testament prophet, went and rebuked this king. It is not lawful for you to marry your brothers, Herod Philip's wife, Herodias. Beloved in Christ, both Herodias and Herod the Antipas took offense at this. But Herod the Tetrarch feared John the Baptist and initially protected him. And then, later on, what happened was that when this there was a feast, or there was a festival, and then at that festival, there was a dance by the daughter, which the daughter Salome danced to the admiration of all. And then the king asked Salome whatever she needed. And even half of his kingdom, he was prepared to offer the daughter. Incidentally, this girl went to the mother and asked whether what she should ask the king. Please tell the next person to you what the king did was by an oath. Tell the next person next to you, don't swear by an oath. Are you afraid of the next person? Don't swear by an oath. And so Salome went to the mother, and the mother said, go and tell Herod the king that we need John the Baptist's head on a platter. And because the king or Herod had made an oath, automatically he had to oblige. And so John the Baptist's head was cut and it was put on a platter for Herodias and Salome. What they were going to use the body for, I don't know. The long and short of the matter was that John the Baptist's head was cut and brought on a platter for Salome and Herodias. But John's disciples took the body of their master for burial, and they went and told Jesus. Matthew 14:2. They took the body, buried it, and they went and told Jesus. They told Jesus because he was the life and the resurrection. He was answer to their problems, and he is still our answer to our main numerous problems, the riddles of this life. The answer is Jesus Christ. So back to the gospel, the lessons that we have to learn is that John the Baptist is a symbol of speaking truth to authority, no matter the consequences. Speaking truth to authority. John the Baptist spoke truth to Herod Antipas. It is not lawful for you to marry your brother's wife. And he did not mind whether it will cost his life or not. For Jesus himself has promised that all those who lose their lives will gain it. Our Lord Jesus Christ founded a radical revolution called Christianity. And through it, he spoke boldly to authority everywhere he went, even before Pilate. After all, he himself is the truth, the way, and the life. After our Lord Jesus Christ's ministry on earth, the 12 apostles in the early church were first called Christians in Antioch, Acts 11:26, and they were considered as people who were turning the whole world upside down. They did all this because they were full of the power of the Holy Spirit. And people challenged them not to mention the name of Jesus, and they were boldly telling the people, is it right to listen to men or to listen to God? We will tell the truth. We will preach the truth. Beloved in Christ, the Church of God has another name. The Church of God, including St. Barnabas, has another name. It is called the Pillar of Truth. The Pillar of Truth. The Church of God, therefore, must speak truth to authority. Those in government in our various countries that we represent, we should speak the truth to kings, chiefs, queen mothers, those in church, those in the world, workplaces, public places, our relatives and friends. And our Lord Jesus Christ said once that those Christians who deny him by not speaking about him in public will also be denied by him when he comes. The Holy Spirit within the church and the world is to convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. John 16:8. The good book and the holy book, the Bible states that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. So, those of us who call ourselves Christians, when we allow the culture of silence to permeate society, the society decays. And when I'm talking about this, there's too much bribery and corruption, injustices, mismanagement, and misapplication of our resources in Africa. And yet, sometimes, church leaders and Christians, for that matter, will not even challenge their leaders and are afraid to speak the truth because of the fear of repercussions, such as insults and intimidations. This year, I was privileged, that was in June, I was invited by the presiding, the outgone presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, United States of America. And then when I was about to leave, the special assistant to the presiding bishop, called Reverend Canon Dr. Chuck K. Robertson, gave me a copy of his recent book that he has written entitled 12 Christians Who Threatened the Status Quo, A Dangerous Lesson, by Who Taught Us to Live Like Jesus. That's the title of the book. Interestingly, the 12 Christians are not the 12 apostles, but the following. Probably we may learn a lesson or two from them. One is Paul of Tarsus. Paul of Tarsus, who later on became, it was Paul of Tarsus. He was originally called Saul. We are told he stood for the catalysts. Two, Mary Magdalene, the witness. Origin of Alexandra, the third person, the innovator. Number four, Francis of Assisi, the radical. Hildegard of Bingen, the visionary. Thomas Cranmer, the reformer. Sojourner Truth, the liberator. Dorothy Day, the activist. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the resistor. Janani Luwum, the revivalist. Oscar Romero, the advocate. And the last but not the least, K.H. Teng, the reconstructionist. It is interesting to know that these are ordinary people who did extraordinary things in their generation. And this morning, I can tell you, You too can do that. In your small, in your little corner, do something like that. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who wrote the foreword to the book, also has this to say, and I want to quote him. Times change, and situations seem to change, but there is still a great need for prophets, for ambassadors, to stand up and be counted. Who would dare to be Paul the Apostle today, or Dorothy Day, or Francis of Assisi, or Dietrich Bonhoeffer? Who would dare, when God calls, to say, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? John the Baptist spoke truth to authority and died. So also the heroes and the heroines of faith recorded in Hebrews chapter 11, which I call faith in action. However, let us listen to what our Lord Jesus Christ later on said about the dead John the Baptist. A more than a prophet. Truly I tell you the truth. Among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. The man who died was later on testified as the greatest. Who among us today will stand to be counted, to go out there to speak the truth to authority? Who will go out there to change the status quo? And today, I want to tell you, my brother, my sister, go speak truth to authority as a Christian, and God will bless you. May the good Lord quicken us with the power of the Holy Spirit on St. Luke's Day. And I think if we do all these things, that will bring healing to our society, healing to our relationships, and healing to our very selves. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. We bring before you, O Lord, the troubles and perils of peoples and nations, the sighing of prisoners and captives, the sorrows of the bereaved, the necessities of strangers, the helplessness of the weak, the despondency of the weary, the failing powers of the aged. O Lord, be near to each for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.